Delaware governor threatens to arrest, fine spa owner for planning to reopen. By Edwin Mora on May 29, 2020. Delaware Governor John Carney, D., issued a cease and desist notice on Thursday threatening to arrest and fine a spa owner for planning to reopen the business in protest of the state's stay-at-home order, issued to get a handle on the novel coronavirus outbreak. Further failure to comply with the governor's order constitutes a criminal offense and may result in fines and imprisonment. The Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, a component of the state's Department of Safety and Homeland Security, declared in the May 28 cease and desist letter, first published by the Gateway Pundit, TGP. Although the state will begin phased reopening on June 1, the letter said the V-Spa will not be allowed to open during phase I because it is a close contact personal services business, adding, "Your anticipated operation of a close contact persona services business prior to the termination of the state of emergency is a direct violation of the governor's order and endangers public health. The governor's order has the force and effect of law. By the authority vested in the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA. DEMA formally mandates that you immediately cease and desist business at the V-Spa." Lauren Witzke, who is trying to unseat Senator Chris Coons, DETA, has been an ardent supporter of the V-Spa owner. In a statement to Breitbart News, she lambasted the Delaware governor's office for threatening to imprison and fine the business owner. "The COVID-19 shutdowns in the state of Delaware have gone on far too long. It's no longer about public health and safety. It's about political control and ensuring the Democrats' proposed vote-by-mail scheme to steal the 2020 election from President Donald Trump is implemented," the America First Republican candidate proclaimed. COVID-19 is the disease produced by the Chinese coronavirus. Governor John Carney and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, lackey Chris Coons plan to allow Delawareans to starve while they attempt to rig the upcoming election, Witzke added. Taking a page from the governor's playbook, a local news outlet threatened to have Witzke arrested for trying to hold a press conference outside the television station after it refused to cover the cease and desist order issue. Witzke told TGP. "As for Bach, threatening to have a political candidate arrested for holding a press conference outside their new studio is flatly absurd. Though I can't say I'm surprised by the far-left media. They continue to act as PR, public relations, agents for the DNC, Democratic National Committee. Maybe Bach should try covering the news, instead of covering for Chris Coons." Witzke announced via Twitter that she is still planning to hold the press conference outside the station Friday evening. The Democrat-allied left-wing media has reportedly been attacking Witzke, who is running on policies similar to President Trump's. All U.S. states have at least partially reopened, with the vast majority allowing their stay-at-home orders to expire.